It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You. The KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live and in person. I am from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. This is Speak Out 2.0 for the next hour. We're kind of the warm-up show for Paul Lavoie and Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. He's coming up at the top of the hour, next hour, and you're going to hear the Lake Havasu City Chamber of Commerce in studio with him, and also Esme Electric. So that comes up in about 1 hour. And for the next hour, we're going to talk with 66 Auto Sales and Larry Topping about the River Run coming up next month. So, but before we get to Greg Ott, the general manager of 66 Auto Sales, a couple things going on around our community. The Ghost Light Children's Theater. Well, here comes, they call it the Fab Four. And that's usually my Friday show. Oh, Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion. That's right. The Wizard of Oz. This Friday and Saturday at the Fox Creek Junior High. Now, remember, this is a new location because the Optimum Center is getting a real floor in there for basketball. Yeah. Friday night, 7 o'clock, and Saturday at 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock performance. And you go to rcctp.booktix.net, or just show up. You can probably buy tickets at the door at Fox Creek Junior High on the Parkway. Also want to tell you about Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. They're doing Jaws of Love. Why did I say Jaws? Jars of Love. Peanut butter. Right. They want to fill all the food banks with peanut butter, because if you're a homeless guy and you throw a little bottle of peanut butter in your backpack, it can last you quite a while. So, next time you go to the store, grab an extra jar of peanut butter, drop it off at Warm Sea, the hospital on Silver Creek, or their urgent care behind Culver's. You can also drop it off at the Imaging Center on Hancock Road, and they have doctor's offices up in the parkway. Mojave Electric Cooperative has classroom grants going on for teachers right now. There's 18 of them, each one worth $200. Teachers or family of teachers, go to the MEC website and download the application and fill it out right away, because you only got 3 days left. It's got to be done, turned in by Friday, and then they'll make the big decisions. Today, there's a blood drive going on at Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Started about an hour ago. Goes on till 1 o'clock today. Go give the gift of life. Any questions, you call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. You probably won't be able to make an appointment at this time. You'll probably just have to go up there and wait. And while you're there, ask for a tour of Legacy and check it out. See the facility while you're there. All right, let's change the tunes up here. Get out of the instrumentals. Do a little OJs. And say good morning to Greg Ott with 66 Auto Sales. He's on the phone because when you're so busy selling cars, you can't drive to Bullhead and do a program. So how are you, Greg?
I'm great, Larry. Thanks for having us on.
You betcha. It's funny I say you betcha after all the years of working with Jim Hill and Bill Hill. That, they said that. You know, I actually have a cassette at home. I don't have a way to play it. But a buddy of mine, Sonny Melendrez, years ago, I mean 30 years ago, he did You Betcha in a bunch of celebrity voices. And I found the cassette about a month ago, and I thought, oh, yeah, find a way to get this on CD and bring it in the studio and play it. But yeah, so Bill Hill and I would record commercials for Hill Brothers in Bullhead, and Bill Hill would talk, And then all of a sudden, like Jimmy Durante would come on and go, yeah, you betcha, you know. So, yeah, in the commercials. So.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So how's the world at 66 Auto Sales today?
We are doing great. Just plugging away. It's a nice day here in Kingman. We're just slinging rides, you know, making people's dreams come true if we can.
And you've got a variety of vehicles. I mean, two doors, four doors, you know, SUVs, trucks, vans.
Right now on my lot, we've got everything from a, you know, $5,000 Toyota Camry up to a, you know, $40,000 Chevy Camaro.
Wow.
So you pick it. We got it. We got SUVs. We got trucks. We have sedans, sports cars. I mean, we try to keep a pretty good variety so, you know, whoever might come in can find something that will work for them.
Well, I know when I was up there a week or so ago, you had a whole line of pickup trucks out there. So if someone's looking for a pickup truck, you got a great selection.
We really do, and, you know, We really buy quite a bit, so we're out, we go to Vegas, Phoenix, we buy off from people, you know, privately, we have wholesalers we buy from auctions, so we're constantly bringing in new inventory, every week, so, you know, if you don't see what you like here one day, chances are by the next week, we're gonna have something totally different.
And you pretty much put pictures and descriptions of every vehicle on your, on your website.
Yeah, we absolutely do. So at 66autosales.com, you can see a full list of everything on our lot. So it usually has our complete inventory. And like I said, we've always got stuff coming through. So once it gets detailed up and gets ready for the lot, then those go on the website as well. So it's a great place to look at anything. If you're not local to the Kingman area, perhaps you're just in Mojave County or something, which we love to serve you too. So. You can always look at the website. We also have an active Facebook page, and we keep it updated with, you know, the salespeople will do videos, we'll spotlight cars, things like that.
Great. Now, is it getting harder to get cars these days? I mean, if you buy a car from just, you know, a Joe Blow, if you're, you know, and he says, oh, yeah, this is a great vehicle, I'm just, you know, moving up to a newer car, you got to kind of run that through the mill and check it out and make sure, you know, do an inspection on it and make sure it's ready for one of your customers?
Yeah, so here, you know, every car we buy before it goes on our lot, we send it out to our shop, and it goes through an 86-point safety inspection, and we make sure the car is safe and ready when it hits our lot. For 49 years here, the Hill brothers before us, the Hill family, and now us, we just really try to give, you know, a fair price on a used vehicle that's safe and reliable. I mean, we've always been known for that. 66 Auto has been known for, you know, selling good used cars at a fair price.
Well, and it's not because, you know, it was the way Jim and Bill did business, but at the same point in time, you've lived in Kingman a long time. You can't sell somebody a piece of junk. They're going to find out where you live. I mean,
right.
you have to be able to, you want to build that reputation and have people come back, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We depend on it. I mean, in a town like Kingman, a town the size of Kingman, you know, you're not going to do well selling each person one car one time. So we depend on referral business. We depend on repeat customers. And we have some awesome customers that come in here and buy multiple cars from us. And, you know, they always tell us, hey, we won't go anywhere else. And we make sure we take care of them as well. So we really value our customers more than anything.
When it comes to buying a pre-owned vehicle, once you make the decision and then you've got to figure out how you're going to pay for it, do you have a variety of financing?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we're an independent dealership. We're not a franchise dealership. And we probably have the most access to different banks for financing of any independent dealership in Mojave County. We have well over 40 different banks that we use that will offer us finance options. We even finance some things in-house. So we will do the financing if we can't get people done a lot of the times.
Right.
If the criteria works out, we can usually offer that as well. So we have a lot of options. We can get most people into a car one way or another.
Well, and sometimes you have to be creative, because I'm sure you have some people walk in and say, you know, I'm graduating next month and I'm getting up from high school and I want a newer car. But yet he probably doesn't have a job, but, you know, grandma's giving him $4,000 or $5,000 or something. And so now you've got a brand new buyer that doesn't have a credit history. And so you've got to, you know, do some finagling.
Absolutely. And I have two of the best guys. I mean, I've got a guy, my general manager is Tyler Runner. My finance manager is Johnny Walker, and they've been doing it a long time. They have great reputations. All of our customers love them, and they're just very savvy with the finance world, and they usually will have, you know, some sort of option, even for new car buyers, even in this market, which is tightening up for sure.
Yeah.
But we still are very successful in getting people into a car.
Well, and that's important, and sometimes it takes time, you know, to reach out to more than one bank and get somebody financed. But again, it goes back to meeting your customers' needs, and I hate to, you know, we bring up Jim a lot, but they had the motto that people come first.
Yeah, and we still do that, and I'll give you an example. Is there's countless times where we will actually sign a customer up, and then, you know, we'll look again, and we might see a better approval rate that just comes through. And we'll call that customer up and say, hey, if you'd like to come back in, we'll re-sign you because we found you a better deal.
Oh.
And a lot of times that means we're making less money, but we do it for the customer because really we just care about them getting the best deal possible. You know, if everybody does well, we know that customer will come back to us.
Right. Right. And I would imagine, and you've been there a couple of years now, but I would imagine you've already had customers come back to you and say, I need a car for my sister. I need a car. This is my neighbor Joe, and Joe needs a car. And it just keeps going that way.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, it happens all the time, and it's our favorite form of business is the referral business. So we rely on it. We really try to take care of our customers. We go really above and beyond for all of our customers. If they have a problem with their car, we reach out and say, hey, let us help you get that taken care of.
Right.
Many times that includes us paying all of it or partial of it, even after the customers own the vehicle for well out of their warranty time.
That's just it's great to be in that position, you know, when a customer walks on the lot and says, hey, remember me? I bought that, you know, truck a few months ago, and now I'm wanting this and this and this. And it's got to be great to get that feeling when they come back and want to see you. Or, you know, where's Greg? I got my neighbor here wants to buy another car.
No, we love it. And honestly, we're flattered by it, because if somebody's willing to send their friend or family to us, that means they must trust us. And that's just the best, you know, that's the best compliment we could get.
Well, and it's the reputation, and like, you know, your kids go to school there, and you and your wife work in the town, and it goes back to pleasing the customer and getting the good results.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Larry, the Hill family ran this place with such success because of their model, and we try to just follow the same thing. And my family itself has been here since the early 70s, and not just my immediate family, but even my extended family, all own businesses in Kingman. There's many business owners within my family, my extended family, and so it matters to us. Kingman matters to us. Mojave County matters to us. So, you know, we try to make it, it's our place, it's where we live. I've lived here 44 years.
Right.
I mean, we're not going anywhere, so it's important to us to treat people right.
Yeah, I agree. And your wife goes back to the first doctor in Kingman, I believe. So some real history there. Let's take a break.
Yeah,
we're going to come right back and chat with Greg some more.
Say that I've been lucky. say that it's all because of you. If anyone should ever write my life story,
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at laughlinranch.com.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Are you still looking for fast, reliable internet? Look no further. There are nearly 23,000 members in Mojave Electric service area who now have access to 100% fiber to the home internet from TWN Communications. Signing up is easy and there are no installation fees. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 to check availability in your neighborhood.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The MCC Bighorn Booster Club is currently soliciting local businesses and individuals to invest in our local youth of the tri-state. The Lake Havasu City Bighorn Golf Tournament is set for April 12th and 13th at Iron Wolf Golf Club. We're currently soliciting tee sponsors and corner kick sponsors for the tournament. 100% of your donation goes to bringing collegiate sports programs to the tri-state. For more information on how you can purchase a tee sponsorship or corner kick sponsorship, contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. The MCC Booster Club is a 501(c) entity.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I want to introduce our No Spin News sponsor on KNTR Talk. Money in Your Pocket is in the name, and they put money into your pocket. Makes sense. Serving the Lake Havasu area, simply walk in for a free appraisal of your gold, silver, coins, collectibles. MoneyInYourPocket.com. It's money in your pocket.
No Spin News, weeknights after Mark Levin.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. A couple things to tell you about. There's a joint Laughlin and Bullhead Chamber ribbon cutting Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock at the gym at Laughlin Ranch. Yeah. So you go up there and want to go in and check it out? 4 o'clock on Friday. Go up to Laughlin Ranch. It's open to the public. You can go in there and check out the gym. They're going to have a ribbon cutting. Saturday, it's Comic-Con. Well, actually, Friday and Saturday. Comic-Con in Kingman, downtown. So go check that out. Comic-Con for spring break. On the 23rd will be the 6th annual Kiwanis Kids Expo. And, of course, yours truly is the coordinator. If you have any questions, call me, 928-201-3313. It's going to be on Train Road from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. And be lots of fun. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Hey, in 2024, is it time to buy a house? Well, you may be a vacation home. Maybe you just want a pool in your backyard. Yeah, you know, cool off during the summer. Here, write this down. Call the number one guy who's got cash, Chad Hansen. He's the president and CEO and founder of Mojave Mortgage. Yeah, so you need a mortgage. You need to borrow some money. Call him. He's got a vault full of cash. Oh, shelves and shelves. You know, what do you need? 200 grand? 300 grand? 400 grand? Piece of cake. Call him up. 928-288-2691. Tell him you want some of this cash. Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. The generation and transmission of reliable, affordable energy is still in the planning phase. Learn more and be up to date
with a custom website set up by the Arizona Power Cooperative, Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. Okay? It's MojaveEnergyPark.com. And you can find all the latest information there. This is still in progress. It's going to change daily. And if you don't find your answers there, call 928-763-1100. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Butcher Block is back. Yes. Oh, steak quesadillas, country fried steak and eggs. Oh, how about pigs in a blanket, steak and pepper jack, or pepper skillet with veggies. And the Comfort Classic menu too, along with the Butcher Black and the normal menu, plus 100 Coke products and your favorite pie just before you walk out the door. Perkins in Bullhead City. And we're back talking cars, trucks, vans. And Greg, you even at 66, you can even find that vehicle that somebody, you know, somebody says, well, you know, I was thinking back in 2014, I wanted to buy this truck and I never bought it, but I still want it. Can you find it for them?
Yeah, we can absolutely. We can find almost anything. If a customer's patient, you know, they're looking for something even very particular, a lot of times we can source it for them. I've got four of us that help buy, even the previous owners, Mike and Renee Hill. They still help me buy cars. They'll help me source cars. So they're so involved. They're just so generous with their time that they still help me.
Do you picture someday that your son's going to be in his 50s and saying, yeah, my dad still buys cars?
Yeah, most likely. I mean, once it's in your blood, it's one of those things, you know, it's hard to get rid of.
And you mentioned Mike and Renee, and it's still in their blood.
Absolutely. And, yeah. You know, they're great mentors for me, and they still help out tremendously. And that's what makes 66 successful.
I think so, too. To me, a vacation is going on a cruise, which we're going to do in August. But for Renee, going on vacation is running down to the auction in Phoenix and spending the day.
Yeah, I know. Renee is just unbelievable. The amount of energy that she possesses is awesome. And she's just so good at it. So, I mean, why not?
And she has to be because her kids rely upon it. You're right. You got a couple of her kids there working on the lot.
We don't have Renee's kids, but we do have Mike's daughter.
We have
my finance manager, Johnny Walker. He is their nephew. They're both here, so still family here. All Renee's children are in the Phoenix area, though. But yes, we still have Mike's daughter, Tiffany Hill. She's a salesperson here, so reach out to her. She knows a lot of people. She's awesome to work with. And Johnny Walker will help everybody get financed and explain the process, and he's very thorough.
And Tiffany's been in Kingman how many years? I mean, almost her whole life, right?
40 years, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, she knows the people. And again, the reputation. When you've lived in Kingman for 40 years, you can't sell a bad car to somebody. You just can't. Because they're going to tell. And the last thing you want is rumors about a bad deal or the salesperson being bad. And so you guys have to continue to carry on the Jim Hill and Bill Hill ideas of good quality cars at a fair price.
Sure, and you know, it's probably unrealistic to assume that every car that rolls out of here is perfect, but we definitely will do what we can to fix the car and make it right. There's no way to foresee what might happen with every single car because they are mechanical machines, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, customer calls us and says they have a problem. We tell them, bring it in. We'll take a look at it. We'll see what we can do, and we'll fix it.
You can't ask for more than that.
And, you know, 9 times out of 10, those customers leave very happy and satisfied.
Right. Greg, thank you so much. What's the phone number up there if people want to call you and ask you if you've got...
Our phone number, Larry, is 928-753-6600.
Yeah.
That's 6600. Call us up, even just to say hi. I did want to mention one thing.
Sure.
June 8th, we will be having our annual customer appreciation event. We do this every year. It's a Hill family tradition. And it's just for the customers and to show our appreciation to them. We have food, we have music, we have prizes that we give away. And this year, coming up, we have a really beautiful 2010 Ford Taurus with only 60,000 miles on it that we're actually going to give away.
You're going to give it away?
We're going to include, we're going to give it away. We're going to include all the sales tax and registration costs. So somebody that really needs a vehicle, and this car is a beautiful cream puff.
Wow.
So we're going to give that away.
That's great.
No purchase necessary. People can come in and they can win it on June 8th.
On June 8th. Okay. Mark that down. Put that in your calendars. June 8th. Just go in and sign up for the car. Yeah. Get a hot dog. Greg, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Larry. I really appreciate it. It's always nice chatting with you.
You bet. Thanks. And don't forget, folks, 66auto.com.
Life never stops. Neither should your internet. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, stay connected with high-speed fiber broadband from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 and pre-register today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. No one cares for bedbugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. When residents see them, they call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 928-758-5499. Monthly services available even for winter visitors. 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
It's Rodeo Week. Racers, start your engines. What a weekend for the river. Pick up a white sheet today for your rodeo lineup, have a Sioux 95 race schedule, and the best of the West personal watercraft staff. For anything entertainment, pick up a white sheet and go to the entertainment section. You'll find events and such for the week and in the future, plus some interesting articles. Pick up a white sheet at your favorite restaurant or retailer for some great deals. Check out the garage sale map smack dab in the center. Pick up a white sheet today.
This is Paul Lavoie, host of Speak Out on KNTR Talk. Make sure to keep your dials tuned in weekdays following Speak Out at Lock and Load for the hard-hitting, no-punches-pulled Sean Hannity Show, sponsored by Bank Street Guns. Empower your Second Amendment rights at Bank Street Guns, your trusted partner in responsible gun ownership from the largest gun shop in Mojave County. Visit BankStreetGuns.com today. A proud sponsor of the Sean Hannity Show. Bank Street Guns, Kingman, Arizona.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Brought to you by, Barron Services. Professional team when it comes to fire and security alarm systems. Home or commercial, professional team when it comes to pest solutions. That's right. You got little creepy crawlers around your house, you know, or your business? Well, you don't want your customers or your guests to see them, so call Barron's. They'll come and treat your property inside and out. They're gone. It's that simple. They come by every month. They'll text you if they get there early. It's great. I have the service at my home. Quality, experience, and family. And that's exactly what it is. Quality, experience, and family. 928-758-5499. ProFit Kitchen, you just heard the commercial. Yeah, they're now in Kingman and Bullhead City. Yeah, great, great healthy food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, plus smoothies and proteins and shakes. Yeah, dine in or take out, your choice. You can pick it up in Kingman. You can drive through the window. You have to order in advance. It's not like, it's not, you know, fast food. No, this is stuff they're making for you. So you got to call or you got to go to the website. That's the easiest way to do it. You can order right there on your phone. ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with fast, reliable fiber internet. Oh, it's the best in the world. It doesn't fail. In Bullhead City, in Fort Mojave, just about everywhere. And the other day when I went to Needles, they were working out in Mojave Valley, right there at the road to Oldman. Yeah. Barackman. And 95. I saw their trucks out there up in the towers. You know, so it's coming. It's coming everywhere. It will be everywhere by the end of next year. But if you want to find out, go to TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. And you can go right there into the website, and you can see when it's in your neighborhood. Maybe you already have it. There's 23,000 connections out there right now. So please check it out. All right, I want to tell you a little bit about Larry Topping. Just text me. He's going to be here just a minute, and we're going to talk about next month's, yeah, already, River Run. Are you excited about the River Run? There's a joint mixer Saturday, Bullhead City Mixer, actually, I'm sorry, Saturday at the Colorado River Museum. I don't have the time. I'm going to guess around 10. How come I don't have the time? I don't know. They didn't give me the time for some reason. I called my friend Carol, but I don't know. So, anyways, that's happening Saturday. Call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. And then also, Saturday the 16th, Jim Hinckley has a free concert in downtown Kingman. Yes, at MCC on Beale Street. 4 o'clock till 6. Go to soundsofkingman.com for more information. They're free, by the way. And then Saturday, Colorado River Women's Council have the Western Auction at Gary Keith Park outdoors. Yeah, 5:30. Call Jennifer Rowan if you have questions. 928-583-2397. And she'll take good care of you. And then, you like car shows? There's a car show at Scooters. Everyone knows where Scooters is in Bullhead City. River Cruisers and more. At the Scooters Family Fun Center, you can play golf and you can drive a go-kart, swing a bat. 9 o'clock until 2, call 928-514-5062 if you have questions. And then on Sunday, yes, Sunday, there's a blood drive, the 17th, at the Avi Casino Ballroom. 10 o'clock until 2. And now we're on the same time, so I don't have to say what time it is. And don't forget, the 21st, I'll be live from the Winter Expo. Yeah, I'll be broadcasting from the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, for the 12th annual Winter Visitors Expo. So come check that out at the Chamber. It kicks off at like 10 o'clock and goes till probably 4 or 5. I'm not going to be there that long. No, my expo is in 2 days. I'm going to be there for an hour. Busy, 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 busy. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to have John and Allison from Mojave Electric Cooperative in the studio. And then we're going to have Autumn Boyle Robinson, who's at a seminar, and she'll be on the phone. She said, I'll have to call in. I said, that's no problem. She goes, I'm at a seminar. I said, well, you know, fine. We need our person who runs our Boys and Girls Club, our president and CEO, to be sharp and go to seminars and learn more and more. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take my next break right now, and then we're going to get Larry Topping in here.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Tone Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, breakfast hearty man's combo or steak quesadilla, or country fried steak and eggs, for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Ask about pigs in a blanket, or how about steak and peppers, skillet, veggies, and mushrooms. With over 100 favorite Coke choices, it's yummy Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner, only at Perkins Family Restaurant Bakery, Bullhead City.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. A caller fun run is at Bullhead City's Rotary Park on Saturday, March 16th, starting at 11 a.m. Enjoy the St. Paddy's Day theme along with music from DJ Loki. Entry is $5 for kids 10 and under, $10 for 11 and up. Proceeds benefit Mojave High School activities. Later that day, it's the Colorado River Women's Council Western Auction at Gary Keith Park. The Women's Council's largest fundraiser starts at 5:30. Join the live, silent, and quarter auctions. Find out more at ColoradoRiverWomen'sCouncil.info. Get ready for the Kingman Comic Con, set for March 15th and 16th in downtown Kingman. $9.99 for tickets, VIP packages available. More information at KingmanComicCon.com. Help keep Havasu beautiful on Saturday, March 23rd, the third annual Lake Havasu Earth Day Rotary Day of Service. Get more information on the Radio Central Facebook pages.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perello Real Estate Tower, of course. And we're brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, designed to help the patients with a skilled nursing facility that's almost like a home setting. You know, you have personal care and hygiene assistance. You have laundry service and housekeeping, a beauty shop and a barber shop. You can't beat that. Secured outdoor patios and life enrichment activities. Stop by and see for yourself. Check it out. You know, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, Bullhead City. Right now there's a blood drive till 2 o'clock. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, all wrapped around lakes and desert landscaping. I tell you, we were up there the other night and had dinner, and we're just looking out over the greens. The golf course is in great shape, and today is a beautiful day to play golf. Amenities, too. They have the clubhouse, they have the pro shop, they have the gym, the spa, the pool, and then the restaurant. What do they call it? Hole 19? Yeah. The restaurant, delicious food. They got the best fish, let me tell you. All open to the public. Anybody can go. Yeah, it's not exclusive. No, It's open to the public. Number 2 golf course in Arizona. Go to LaughlinRanch.com and schedule your tee time. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you need emergency care, you want it fast. If it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, minutes matter. Well, that's why it's important to choose a hospital that is equipped to treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to care for you 24/7. Learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. Well, I'm waiting for Larry Toppy, and he said he was on his way, and he hasn't bounced in here yet. So, stick around. I'm going to text him and see where he's at.
Hey, there is a Laughlin blood drive coming up on the 17th, which is a Sunday. I told you about that at the RV. Yeah. And there is a Laughlin business breakfast at the Chamber on the 29th. Yeah, and that's at the Chamber office, 8:30 until 9:30. They really do want you to RSVP. Space is limited. So, come, you know, go check it out. Now, I want to tell you also, the Burl Barbecue is coming in May at Rotary Park. 10 o'clock until 5. And you want to go to a fun concert? I mean, a fun concert? The Beach Boys! Yeah! The Beach Boys are coming to Harrah's. The you know, Rio Vista Outdoor Amphitheater. 7 o'clock on the 27th of next month. So that's going to be River Run time. Yeah, the 27th. And you can go over there and see the Beach Boys in concert. How cool is that? We saw them Mike McClurg and I went, and we saw them when they were at the Flamingo like 20 years ago. There is a golf course coming up, a golf tournament, also on April the 6th. It's the Traces Golf Tournament. And if you don't know what Traces is, when you call Gary Reynolds to sign up for the golf tournament at Mojave Resort on the 8th, ask him, what is Traces? And I would tell you, but I don't know. It's got something to do with athletic scholarships locally here for our students. So if you want to sign up for that tournament, call Gary Reynolds. There is a Calcutta the night before, and it's 928-716-8182. Gary Reynolds, an interesting guy. He puts on tournaments for all these nonprofits just because it's his thing. He doesn't get any, we tried to give him, he did our Kiwanis tournament, we tried to give him like a gift certificate for dinner, and he wouldn't take it. He said, no, I don't do this for that. I like putting together tournaments for nonprofits to help these nonprofits exist. Yeah, so he does them all for Mojave Community College, the Bighorn Scrambles. Yeah, he's the guy who takes care of that. And there's one coming up on the 12th. And the 13th, it's a scramble, it's a Calcutta, and then the golf tournament on the 13th. And that's at Iron Wolf in Lake Havasu City. And that's the Bighorn, which supports the soccer teams at, trying to text and communicate at the same time. Okay, this is just nuts. But he's going to get here. I think he's wandering up and down the street. he's texting me. He's close. So we're going to get Larry Topping in here, and we're going to talk about the River Run, which is just about 4 weeks away. And come on, Larry. No, that's too slow. Here we go. Hey, coming up after Fox News here in about 9 minutes, you're going to have Speak Out from Lake Havasu City with Paul Lavoie in your ear. And he's going to have the Lake Havasu Chamber of Commerce in the studio with him, followed up by Esme Electric. And So that's coming up in 15 minutes or so, right after the news at the top of the hour. And then, of course, at noon, Sean Hannity rolls in for 3 hours. And did I mention that tomorrow on the program here, we're going to have Mojave Electric Cooperative, Allison, who's the director of marketing, and John, and I believe that John is an operations manager. I don't know for positive, but they're going to be in the studio, and I'm sure they're going to talk a lot about the Mojave Energy Park. And then following that, Autumn Boyle Robinson will be here, and she's going to be on the phone because she's calling in from some seminar somewhere. And we're going to welcome now.
Oh, goodness, I'm sorry.
Into the studio. Larry Topping, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Larry?
I'm good. Did you had a hard time finding the place?
I was standing out in front, and you text me 1868, and this is 1858.
No, this is 1868.
Okay. That's not what it says on the building.
It says 1858 in the building? Mm-hmm. I got to go out and look at it. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So tell us about what all you got planned next month for the river run.
Oh, man, what don't we have planned? There's a lot. It's just we wanted to make sure that there's something happening at every given point in time when someone stops in at the Bullhead City Community Park. And that's where we have Rally Central at. That's
okay.
Where we're going to have all of our bands that are going to be playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday the entire time. We got Sean Malloy, our local Sean Malloy, is going to be headlining on Thursday. And then we got...
Everybody knows Sean.
Yep. And then on Friday, we have Stony Curtis Band is going to be playing. That's going to be our headliner.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, our headliner is going to be Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, that just sounds fun.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other bands, and you can find all that information on the Facebook page. I haven't actually posted that on the website yet, but
okay.
I got to be working on that today as well. It piles up. I've got a lot of help this year too.
Good.
And I've been trying to do better about delegating, and the people that I have helping me are just really great people, and we've become really good friends over the last couple of years.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And we've been meeting Tuesdays or Wednesdays over there at Kentucky Fried Chicken, and
good meeting place.
Yeah. And haven't spent a couple of hours there going over the details and stuff.
And it's funny, you know, when you think about KFC, you started in that parking lot.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What, 4 years ago?
And the manager there, yeah, that's right. And the manager there sponsored the event there in the parking lot.
Wow.
And now she's actually helping to organize it.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it is cool.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this year you're going to be all at Community Park.
Yep.
Right on the highway.
Yep. We've got the biker games, and we've got mud wrestling, and we've got there's going to be food vendors, and there's going to be retail vendors. We got two big bars that are going to be set up, and we're gonna set them up. Do you remember how they did it out there in the Edgewater parking lot?
Oh, yeah.
For hogs and heifers?
Oh, yeah, right.
And they had, like, the pergola top, and then there was, like, some netting and,
uh-huh.
and some bras and stuff hanging there. And, and the girls would get up on the bar and maybe yell at you or something.
Sure.
And we're encouraging them to do that this year. And
so last year the bar for Community Park was in the middle of the Ramada.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to have it there this year?
No. We're going to leave all of that open so that people have a place to sit in
okay.
the shade. So we're just going to do tables and chairs under there. And surrounding that huge Ramada, we're going to do the food vendors. So you'll be able to go up and wait in line in the shade.
Oh, good.
To order your food and all that. And then,
because it could be a little bit warm towards the end of April.
Yeah. and the stage will be kind of adjacent to that and kind of aimed, in that direction.
Okay.
But we position that also so that, the people that are on the stage won't be in the sun the entire day.
Good.
Yeah.
So you're going to use the city stage again?
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. We're going to put that up on the
north end?
South end.
Okay.
South end of the north lot right there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah. We got Harley Davidson is going to be joining us again this year, and we have Corbin Saddles. They do some really good seats. Met Mike in Sturgis a couple years ago, and he came last year, and he's going to come again this year. I really appreciate his presence.
Yeah.
And we can't forget to thank Russ Brown They're sponsoring us. They're our big law sponsor, and they've been very helpful for not just the rally end of it, but also helping with the poker run and sponsoring the poker run and getting involved and helping with costs on that as well.
And then next, in a couple weeks, I think you and Ryan and Mike Connor are all going to come in here and talk about the Veterans Run.
Yes.
Which is also the same weekend.
Yep, and I'll set an alarm for that, I promise.
I'll have Ryan pick you up.
All right. He's on time for everything.
I know. He has to be. Yep. He's a fire captain.
That's right.
He can't be late for anything.
That's right.
Yeah. So there's going to be two poker runs that weekend then.
Yes. Yeah. Friday we got the Mayhem Charity poker run.
Right.
And that is actually we're going to raise the money and we're going to give it to Moose Lodge is going to benefit from both the rallies because that's where we're going to do a start point. They're serving breakfast and they get $5 for each person that they serve, which is a help to us too.
Right.
And that's where we're going to do the sign-ups and stuff for both of the rallies or both of the poker runs. And then we have the beneficiaries are going to be Rotary. Rotary, I've already talked to them, and we're talking about making sure that money is appropriated for kids' scholarships.
Perfect.
That's what they've been doing, and we just keep adding to that fund for them.
Good.
And then we're also, and I haven't discussed this with this group, about what we can appropriate that with, and maybe you can help me talk to the right person, but Kiwanis, and that's who I have listed on my website.
Perfect.
We're going to give the other portion to Kiwanis.
We do scholarships.
Yeah, and allow them to disperse. I'm trying to make this one more about the kids.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. No problem.
And then the Veterans Poker Run, you know, we're helping the River Fund, and all the money goes into the Veterans account for the River Fund, and it helps local veterans in need.
Good. Good. So all that's you got that going on, and then you got the big rally at Community Park.
It's a lot to keep up with.
Yes, it is. At least my expo's on one street, you know, when
right.
I do it. But
right.
You're all over the place.
It's going to take that for a couple of years, I think, of really dialing it in and getting everything breathing on its own. It's
good.
Like we're performing CPR right now.
Well, you know, when people say, how do you do this expo? I said, I walk around with a clipboard all day long making changes for next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think back, I don't remember, I was a very young kid, but I'm sure when they opened Disneyland, somebody was walking around with a clipboard making notes and making changes every single day.
Oh, they still do.
Yeah.
But now they're digital clipboards.
That's true. Now they're tablets.
That's right.
They're just speaking in a little microphone. So we got about 30 seconds. So where do people go for more information? Facebook?
Mayheminfo.com.
Okay.
You can get lots of information there. Or you can go to Mayhem Motorcycle Rally 2024 Official.
Okay.
Because I guess somebody made another page.
Of course.
Let's not bring attention to it, I guess. No. I just did, but...
And then you have tattoos going on over at the Aquarius.
At the Aquarius.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.